This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Political parties have intensified election campaign for the third and final phase of assembly polls in Jammu and Kashmir and single-phase voting in Haryana. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed a public rally in Hisar, Haryana today. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi alleged that the doors of Congress are completely closed for SCs and backward classes. Taking a jibe at the friction and infighting in Haryana Congress, the Prime Minister said that a fight is on within the party to gain supremacy rather than to show concern for the public. The Congress today released its detailed election manifesto in Chandigarh. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Amit Shah addressed three public meetings in Ambala, Kurukshetra and Rewari yesterday. Congress leader Kumari Shailja addressed rallies at Kalavali and Davali yesterday. The leaders of the Aam Aadmi Party and other regional parties are also canvassing actively for their candidates. In Haryana, polling for the 90 assembly seats will be held on 5th of October. Addressing an election rally in Jammu today, Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi said, "The people of Jammu and Kashmir want peace and better future for their children." He said, "Voting in huge numbers in the last two phases of assembly elections is a testimony to this." He blamed Congress for making army families yearn for one rank, one pension for four decades. Mr. Modi said after forming the government in 2014, his government implemented OROP. Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi Vadra also addressed rallies in the Union Territory today. Polling in Jammu and Kashmir in the final phase will be held on Tuesday for the 40 assembly seats. The BJP today criticized the Congress over the MUDA scam in Karnataka. Briefing the media in New Delhi, party spokesperson Sudhanshu Trivedi alleged that Chief Minister Siddaramaiah and his family amassed huge wealth by misusing land and government authority in the MUDA scam. He questioned Congress central leadership for standing with the accused in the scam. President Draupadi Murmu has said that speaking the truth makes the legal fraternity more powerful. While addressing the 21st convocation of the Nalsar University in Hyderabad today, President Murmu emphasized the need to work for social justice to the marginalized sections. She appreciated girl students for better performance and called to work for women empowerment. Expressing concern over atrocities against women, she said that everyone should work together against atrocities. The president said students should work to achieve national goals. The president gave away gold medals to the students who achieved excellence in academics. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani tomorrow at 11 a.m. It will be the 114th episode of the monthly radio program. It will also be the fourth episode since Mr. Modi assumed office as Prime Minister for the third consecutive term. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, the AIR News website and also on the News on AIR mobile app. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today chaired the BIMSTEC informal foreign ministers meeting in New York in preparation for the upcoming BIMSTEC Leaders Summit. He said in a social media post that he took stock of India's close cooperation in health, food security, trade, investment, economy and energy. The External Affairs Minister will address a high-level session of the 79th UN General Assembly in New York today. Israel Defense Forces have killed Hezbollah's top leader Hassan Nasrallah in yesterday's strikes on Beirut. In a statement, the Lebanese armed group has also confirmed Israeli claims that its leader Hassan Nasrallah was killed. Earlier, Israeli military spokesman Lieutenant Colonel Nadav Shoshani announced on social media that Hassan Nasrallah is dead. Nasrallah had led the Iran-backed group for more than 32 years, serving as a political and spiritual leader who guided Hezbollah to a position of prominence in Lebanon. Moreover, the commander of Hezbollah's southern front, Ali Kharki, along with additional Hezbollah commanders, was also killed in the airstrike in Beirut's southern suburb of Tahieh. In cricket, the day two of the second and final test between India and Bangladesh has been called off due to rain without a ball being bowled at Green Park Stadium in Kanpur. For Bangladesh, Mominul Haq with 40 runs and Mushfiqur Rahim with 6 runs were at the crease when stumps were drawn yesterday afternoon. And that is the end of this news bulletin.